Okay, hello everybody. We are back with another episode of our sub-podcast here at 372 Pages. We'll never get back. 280 mysteries we'll never get back as we explore the crime-solving boy detective of Idabil, Encyclopedia Brown. The
Leroy Encyclopedia Brown.
Yes, as he's referred to in the local press. He has solved every mystery you've encountered so far. Mike, you have not been as fortunate. Your skills, your wit, your razor-sharp wit has not been matched up with this 11-year-old boy, 12-year-old boy here.
Yeah, are you smarter than a fourth grader? I am not. I am not. And I should point out once that I did a speech for Mensa.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and it was like their a Southern convention of Mensa, and I was the keynote speaker at their dinner. And, you know, was hanging around with them for a while and said, like, you know, can you, you know, infer intelligence from, like, my body of work, my books, my writing, and then just kind of let me in?
Uh-huh.
And they all are just like, no. No, not at all. You have to take the test. You have to prove that you have a high IQ. I'm like, oh, I'm terrible at puzzles. I cannot do that. So, okay, I will never be a member of Mensa.
Wow, that's, you know, I thought that would have been, you'd have to do it before they'd even let you speak. What if you just showed up and were like...
I think that, I don't know, I suppose they could also have had Zippy the Chimp, you know, skater. He doesn't need to be a member of it. He's just skating around smoking a cigar.
They're just going, yeah.
Solving puzzles with their other hand while they're laughing.
That would have been great if that was your window into there. Well, that's still an honor. I mean, you know, those puzzles are sort of like, you know, the IQ puzzles they made you do in second grade to see if you were in the GT program.
Did you ever try to take the pattern ones? I think I did that recently. The ones where, like, these, no language, so you can be of any, doesn't matter who you are. And I take them, and then the results come in. It's like, oh, wow, I am... I'm mentally disabled at a very, very sharp level.
I don't know that one. I don't know that
Yeah,
type.
They're like little rotating, like, circles, dots, things,
oh, right,
squares,
yes.
Boxes, and then okay. The thing is outside, and then the thing is inside. And like, what's the next one? Is it this, this, or this?
Yep.
And it's just like 100 of them. So by the time you're just like, I don't know, it seems like it'd be C. And then you're like, you got 30% right. You are an idiot.
Yeah. Go and, you know, sort bottles. You're not cut out for the Mensa lifestyle. Well,
so that's what you're going to get from me in, as far as puzzle solving. I'm not good.
Zippy the Chimp is my takeaway.
Yes.
And if anyone out there operates some sort of primate lab, see if your chimps are able to solve this. It's, you know, every time we put one of these things out there, I'm like, we're going to get the person this time that is going to be a, you know, primate intelligence officer. It's going to happen. We're going to get someone who's going to call what was the thing of the last time? Call a bakery and ask for a typical human style wedding cake or something.
Yes.
Like that. It never happens.
No one ever does it. They do stuff for Howard Stern. Why can't they do it for us?
So this is from The Case of the Mysterious Handprints, book 16 in the Encyclopedia Brown saga, 1985. So the last one we did was 1968, 17 years. Have passed since then.
Wow, so not quite as old-timey. There might not be ice boxes, Davenports, flannels for your face, pullovers.
Encyclopedia Brown is moonwalking everywhere. He's wearing a cone bra like Madonna. Things have changed in Idabil.
He's listening to Terrence Trent D'Arby and his...
Sport Walkman.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll see if it's updated for the 80s.
Okay.
This is The Case of the Hard Luck Boy. Artie Yakamoto came into the Brown Detective Agency. He was smiling. Immediately, Encyclopedia knew something was wrong. Mm-hmm. Artie smiled only when he suffered. Hard luck followed him like the seat of his pants. If a day went well, he was disappointed. What's the bad
news? Are you saying, I'm sorry, Artie, like A-R-T-I-E?
A-R-T-Y.
Okay, and then Yakamoto?
Artie Yakamoto.
Okay.
Okay. And he's a self-masochist, evidently. What's the bad news today, Artie? Encyclopedia asked. For starters, it's my birthday, Artie replied. I'm 11 today. Happy birthday, Sally said. Artie winced. Happy? No chance. I'm already halfway to being 22, and that's halfway to 44. Yuck! 44 is middle-aged. What's happened to my life? Settle the hell down, Artie, I'd say. Artie, you don't need a detective, Sally declared. You need a longer calendar. Well, I'm not here because of my age, Artie said. I'm here because of my vocabulary, he explained. The friends of the library had a birthday that day, too. The club was 6 years old. As part of the celebration, the women were holding a vocabulary quiz. Any sixth grader who held a job could enter. Artie worked at his family's furniture store. I'll win, Artie said, if I can beat Mary McKeon, Peggy Olson, and Herb Levy. They are the word brains. Isn't Peggy Olson the Mad Men character?
I think that's true. Yeah.
Elizabeth. Encyclopedia knew the three. Mary McKeon called herself a bookkeeper because she straightened the shelves in her father's bookstore after school. Peggy Olson helped her teenage brother with his summer lawn business. Herb Levy had a year-round newspaper route. Artie counted out 25 cents. The vocabulary quiz starts in 20 minutes, he said. I want to hire you to look after my interests. With my luck, I could lose even if I win. And then there's a new type of illustration. It's a little more detailed. Encyclopedia is sitting next to a lawn fertilizer spreader in his garage, and there's a gas can. He has his foot on a can of gasoline. Okay. As Artie counts out the change. We'll take the case, Encyclopedia said, and wondered what Artie was talking about. The case had neither a crime nor a mystery. The friends of the library rented rooms in a house on Worth Street. The detectives and Artie arrived with 5 minutes to spare. Encyclopedia spent a minute taking note of the ground floor layout. Four rooms and a bathroom opened off the center hall. At the far end, a water cooler stood beside a staircase. Most of the contestants were crowded before one of the rooms. They chattered.
Can I rise to a point of order question? Friends of the library? Is that like a group, a club?
Yes, it's a club called the Friends of the Library. It's 6 years old, and it said the women were holding a vocabulary quiz as part of the celebration. So it's probably just they raise money for the library, you know.
Okay, so it's like a Kiwanis Club or a something. They're just called Friends of the Library.
Yeah, like, you know, Friends of Rock Creek Park or Friends of the National Zoo was
yes.
one I used to
Adopt
go
a
to.
Highway.
Exactly.
Kind of people. Okay.
Water cooler beside the staircase. Most of the contestants were crowded before one of the rooms. They chattered about what the prizes might be. Encyclopedia rose on tiptoes and peeked in. He saw three boxes on a desk. A card marked each box clearly. First prize, second prize, third prize. Mrs. Fuller, the club president, came down the stairs. Time to begin, children, she called, waving the quiz sheets. Everyone else outside, please. She herded the contestants into the largest room. Encyclopedia and Sally moved outside. During the 50 minutes that the quiz lasted, Encyclopedia watched the front door of the house. Sally watched the back. No one went in or out of the building. When Artie appeared, it was obvious he had done well. He looked disappointed. No sense in your hanging around, he said to the detectives. The winners won't be announced for an hour at least. I'll let you know if I win anything. Encyclopedia and Sally returned to the detective agency. They felt funny. They had done nothing to earn their fee. They felt worse when Artie came by later that afternoon. He was smiling. I told you.
No.
His dog has been shot. I told you it would happen, he said in a voice heavy enough to sink a ship in a dry dock. I won, but I lost. He held out his first prize, a wristwatch. It was broken. It was broken when I opened the box, Artie said. Encyclopedia and Sally stared in disbelief. Then they began questioning Artie. He told them what he knew. The prizes had been handed out in reverse order. Herb Levy was awarded third prize, a bicycle light. Next, Mary McKeon was awarded second prize, a small adding machine. Finally, 1985.
85 adding machine, everyone.
Finally, Artie received the broken wristwatch. True to his nature, he had accepted his fate and told no one. He's like Eeyore, I guess. He's just a gloomy Gus.
He's is it Ziggy who the cloud follows him?
Can't win. Yes.
Okay.
Artie also wears no pants, just like Ziggy. That's Ziggy, the true controversy. Afterward, though, he had spoken with Mrs. Fuller, the club president. He learned that she had inspected the prizes that morning. They were in perfect condition. She had not, however, checked them again before the awards ceremony. Mrs. Fuller had supervised the quiz. She had allowed one child at a time to leave the room for a few minutes. Unfortunately, Artie hadn't noticed which kids left the room. He'd been busy answering questions. There were 10 questions, he said. Herb Levy missed the second question and half of the last question. Mary McKeon missed all of the last question. I missed only half of the last question. Do you want me to repeat that? It seems,
No, not until it could be a misdirect. So.
The last question must have been tough, Sally observed. What was it? The first half was to write a word with two double letters in a row, Artie replied. I put down balloon, and so did Herb Levy. And the second half? Asked Encyclopedia. You had to write a word with three double letters in a row, Artie said. Everyone flunked that half. Sally looked at Encyclopedia. We should give Artie back his 25 cents. We didn't help him. Wrong, corrected Encyclopedia. We can help him. I know who broke the wristwatch.
Oh,
who?
Wow.
Yeah, this is we had another one that was similar to this, I think, with some insane, like it was hit, something was hidden under a eraser and it determined that it was another grammar one or something. Very Mensa-y.
Oh, yes. It was he figured out it was a code word or something.
Yeah, right. Yes, they had left him a code.
Okay, so the layout of the room.
Well, they laid out the building. I think it said there was...
There's a stair down. There's a water cooler.
Four rooms and a bathroom opened off the center hall. At the far end, a water cooler stood beside a staircase.
Okay. Just odd details.
Those were probably brand new. So it was he wanted to show off that the friends of the library could afford one.
Yeah. Yeah, you ever get nervous when you have to replace the water in one of those water coolers?
Oh, it's the worst. I used to have to do that at the Legend Films office. It's like, you turn into Mr. Bean all of a sudden.
Okay, this one. All right. So it's one of the three kids.
Yeah, the woman let various kids leave the room one at a time. It was a 50-minute quiz, so I'm not sure what was,
But the prizes were in the room with them?
Weren't they sitting on a desk? They handed them out in reverse order.
I thought they were...
Let me try to find
them. She took them into a different room, but they were in a room where Encyclopedia got on his tiptoes and was able to see the boxes.
Yeah, there's a room there. Before one of the rooms, they chatted about what the prizes might be. He rose on his tiptoes and peeked in. He saw three prizes on a desk. Marked first, second, third prize, and then she herded the contestants into the largest room, which was not the prize room. They're in a different room behind a closed door.
All right. Well, I might have to concede on this one because it's I don't know.
Not a lot of info.
One of the kids left because. But wait. Oh wait. Who flunked the first part of the quiz?
Okay. One second. I've got to. He gave information about the three people that won. So one second, I had scrolled away from it.
Yeah,
it is
who the question? Okay. Not the who.
There were 10 questions. Herb Levy. Herb Levy got third. So Herb Levy, who got third place, missed the second question and half of the last question. The last question is two questions. I don't know why they make it into half of a
thing.
Mary McKeon missed all of the last question.
Mary did it.
Okay.
Because she left during, so she would have known anyone worth their salt knows a word with two letters together. So she left during that. The fact that she didn't get it means that that was when she went and broke the watch for some reason. would be unfathomable. Maybe she had a giant old-timey magnet with her, which we used to carry around in the 80s, guys. Do you remember that? And she magnetized the watch so it doesn't work.
That would be incredible. Like a Tom and Jerry style thing where you're attracting all the, cookware.
So that's right. My answer. It is her because she couldn't get that part of the question, which every speller at that level would have known.
Okay. We're going to have people weigh in on how much credit you're going to get. So, because like we said before, you got the thing right, but I'm not sure if your answer is going to hold up in the court of law.
I'd make her confess. I'd be so forceful about it. Make a fist.
Unplug the camera.
Yes.
Before answering the last question, Mary McKeon had gone for a drink of water and passed the room with the prizes. Her curiosity got the better of her. She sneaked in and opened the three boxes. The wristwatch, the first prize, slipped from her hand and broke on the floor. So Mary decided to try for the second or third prize. She deliberately didn't answer the last question. That was her mistake.
Hmm.
She knew a word with three double letters in a row because she called herself a bookkeeper. You might remember that she calls herself that because she, let me find the exact phrase. She called herself a bookkeeper because she straightened the shelves in her father's bookstore after school.
Wait. Bookkeeper has three double letters?
O-O-K-K-E-E.
Oh, bookkeeper. There's two K's.
It's presenting itself as one word there. When Encyclopedia told Mary he had figured out what she had done, she confessed she gave Artie her prize, the adding machine.
So she threw the contest. Okay, I don't think I get any credit for that. I knew who it was, but I couldn't get the confession.
I mean, it was a one in three to, you know, unless it was Bugs Meaty, so 1 in 4 chance here.
I would just say, though, that I would go really hard, like dirty cop, like I'm crazy. And so Mary would confess. So I would get the confession.
There, that's all that matters.
Just go insane, you know, where she's chained to the table, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd slap that metal table, and she'd be backing up trying to slide her chair, and I'd be slapping that table. I know you did it, Mary. I know it was you. And then my partner pulling me back. Yeah. Mike.
Or you could do this. So you call yourself a bookkeeper. I've got a book here, the Yellow Pages. They say when you beat someone with the Yellow Pages, it doesn't leave any bruises. So that's I think that's about as specious as we have gotten here, where a girl who describes herself as a bookkeeper would then remember that word under duress to then, you know, that happens all the time. You trivia questions. Jeopardy, you're like, I know this, damn it, I know it, but I can't remember. And it's like, it's something that I have a connection to.
That's pretty specious, pretty sketchy. We've had two in a row that are pretty sketchy on the old. Insane is one thing, but these sketchy and dubious ones, I don't know.
Right. Well, it was 1985. He'd been doing this for close to two decades and probably running out of ideas. And then it went for another 15 years.
I would just point out, it is pretty nice of Leroy to not raise his fee over the many years that he's been doing his business. It remains 25 cents.
It does.
Yeah. There was a movie theater in my old town that was their point of pride. Like, we haven't raised our prices since 1973. Like, and then they go out of business.
That's the end of us.
You probably should have raised your prices.
We would have accepted another quarter probably to see a new movie. Oh, well, we'll have to dive into. I think there's, you know, by book 26, it's like Encyclopedia Brown and the Case of Logging On type of thing. So very curious. We'll do some of those next time, how they handle the internet.
Woo, my stats are going down on this. I was doing pretty well for a while. Now I'm tanking. Woo. All right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks.